going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I want to be pumped up on the draft, obviously. And am, to an extent. But the Phillies thing, like Devin playing the audio in the update, it just brings you back.
I had the same thing. I was like, man.
So let me ask you a question. I was trying to think of this yesterday after the game, and I'm just not sure the answer. I'll throw it out to everybody. Who's had a worse first month in Philly sports than Jordan Romano? Now, let me be clear.
You're not talking first ever month.
Let me be clear, yeah. I'm not talking about the guys who were supposed to stink. I mean, there's guys you get supposed to stink. Now, Bryce Huff obviously had a horrible first month, but I'll say this, to the point James made earlier, the Eagles hit him. Eagles didn't play him, basically. So it was less impactful. I mean, Bryce Huff, as bad as he was, didn't hurt the Eagles as much as this Jordan Romano. This Jordan Romano guy's killing the Phillies. So Ricky Winters had a horrible first.
Paul George.
Paul George had a bad first month. So Paul George is an example. Ricky Winters had a bad first game, but then became the best player on the team, clearly. Yeah. So it can't be him. I mean, John, anyone come to mind for you for a horrible first month in Philly sports? I mean, Bradford wasn't great out of the gate. Nnamdi was bad. The other corner, what was that guy's name?
Byron Maxwell.
Yeah,
he was awful right away.
Julio Jones got him for 5 million yards
remember
in the first
that?
Game.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, no.
And it was the one play where he had the chance to tackle him and just bounced off him. Remember that?
So yeah. Somewhat, a little bit. Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know, guys. I mean, I'm not saying Romano's number one, but he's up there. As first month goes, this one is, he's up there.
He didn't play much.
And he's a draft pick, too. Remember, it's a little different because they're young.
Disappointment. An impactful disappointment because I was sitting right there watching and waiting and hoping. And he had that one big hit on Eli.
One big hit.
And it looked so awesome. And I think that might have been a regular season game.
Yeah, it was game one.
Oh, man.
It was game one. It was game one for him of year two. So he was 03, I think, and that was game one of 04.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was the 03 draft. I think. I might be wrong. Maybe he was 04. All right, so if you got an idea for who's had a worse first month than this guy, holy mackerel, you can win the Phillies tickets. You got to give us a notable last. Phillies, obviously, not good. And NFL, I hope people are getting excited for the draft. Because it happens tonight, happens tomorrow, happens on Saturday. By the way, we'll also go through some of the classic draft moments today. Because one of the things that's fun about the draft, I mean, the Eagles thing's the most fun, but, like, you get the wild moments. And, you know, we'll go through some of them through the years.
Already got something popping in my head right now.
Tell me, which one?
Well, the first one I thought of was when they missed the pick, when the Vikings missed the pick, and the Jaguars jumped in, the Panthers, maybe whoever it was, jumped in, and they ended up picking ninth instead of seventh. That was all time.
That was. I forgot. I didn't even have that on my list. That was a great one. All right.
Did I ever tell you that my year, the first two rounds were on ESPN, and... Then and I was 63rd.
Yep.
So technically now that would be the second round.
Second round status, John Ritchie.
Yeah, it would be second round. But then it was third round because I think there were 31, maybe there were 30
teams. Yeah, before the Texans.
31. Yeah, 31 teams. So Yeah, I didn't have it on TV. You know, like I was sitting. We didn't have a party or anything. It was me and four roommates.
Yeah, you're understated guy. You're the guy that's understated.
Well, I.
Yeah, Kelsey was talking about his whole family together. And John just like, I was just hanging out in my room.
That's true.
John, did you even spike the ball when you scored a touchdown?
I did not.
Oh, he definitely handed it back to the ref. Did you even flip it to the ref or just like hand it in his hand?
I sometimes threw it straight up in the air.
That's pretty cool.
I like just threw it straight up.
But I mean, but what you got to do, John, when you score a touchdown, yeah, you got to go.
That's how you do. I did that. I did it. It was me. I scored. Not Donovan, not T.O., me.
That's what you should have said.
Well, I mean,
that's awesome.
I wasn't thinking that. I wasn't.
I would do that too for what it's worth.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. I'm just joking around. All right, it's draft day. It is draft day. We also got a Phil's team. Man, not good. Bill and Pittman. Bill, good morning.
I'm laughing about that, guys. That was great. John, you have way more class than Joe DeCamera does, so just keep it up.
Let me tell you something, Bill. I would have mooned the other team, and not Randy Moss fake style. I would have dropped Trowell and mooned the other team.
That is really
hard to
do that. I
did not doubt that for a second, Joe.
With those pants.
All right, what do you got, Bill? It's a lot going on here, my man. What do you got?
All right, Eagles draft. I'm an SEC guy. I'm a musician. I lived in a beautiful state of Tennessee for a long time. I am hoping they move up and get Walter Nolan. I think the combo of him and Jalen Carter together would just be stinking unstoppable.
So, Bill, let me tell you something that's just, I think, maybe the most wild aspect of this draft as I've sensed it with all the talk about all these players. So I'm looking right now at Peter Schrager. It's not quite a mock. Let me put it this way. He's doing it based on what he's hearing. All right? So Peter Schrager's put a mock together based on what he's hearing. And he's got Walter Nolan going 11th. There are other draft experts that have him in the second round. This is like the Wild West of drafts. And to me, Walter Nolan exemplifies that more than any player. People have him all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, so we might not have a shot at him at all, or we might actually have a shot at him.
Right, or trade down to get him.
It's going to be really interesting tonight,
Or he's going to be a top 10 pick, yep.
You know what's exciting, though, Bill? If we do trade up, we know that we're doing it with such purpose. You know, because Howie has told us already, hey, we don't have a full list of 32 first-round picks on the first-round grades. On this draft, if we're trading up into the first round, it's because they really mean it.
Be a good
sign. They
really
love the guy.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and on the Phillies, every level I played the game at, if there was a guy on second base and I'm walking to the plate, I'm hearing one thing from the dugout. A single's a run. A single's a run. All right? Their batting average with runners in scoring position is absolutely atrocious. Because they're selfish at the plate and they're trying to play hero ball. And to the entire Phillies...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lineup when you've got runners in scoring position, a single is runs,
yeah,
and that's why you're struggling right now.
That's a big part of it. Now, to be fair, they did get one yesterday, and Cassidy got thrown out.
Late. Yeah.
And I don't think it was anyone's fault. It was a great tag. It was a bullet of a throw, but
great
not an accurate throw, but a strong throw. And a great play by the catcher. And Cassianis did what he could.
I think Cassie got a good jump on it, too. Yeah, I didn't think, you know, he's just not that fast.
He didn't do anything wrong. He just got thrown out.
He just ran slowly.
Which, by the way, was part of why he didn't go in the whatever inning it was when it was the potential sack fly.
Oh, they definitely held him because of that.
And
it looked like he would have gotten thrown out on that one, too.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Last week, I was watching a game with a couple of my buddies, and Stott led off with a double, and they were all cheering. I said, they're not going to bring him in. And they all laughed. They're like, "Yeah, they don't score guys in scoring position."
No, it's major issue.
Stott was stranded on second base that inning.
Bill, give me a great answer for a notable last.
All right, this is a wildly misunderstood book, even by experts. It's got all kinds of scary imagery: the harlot, the woman, the beast. The last book of the Bible, Revelation.
Oh, good answer there. How about that? Last book of the Bible. Get the word harlot in there, right? All right, let's listen to the ditty. Ray Dettinger. So Eagles had the last pick in the first round. Ray was on with us last week talking about what he believes how his focus should be with this draft. What is your sense of the biggest area of need for this football team?
I would say edge rusher. I would say edge rusher. Safety is, I would like to go get a safety too. And you obviously want to fortify your offensive line. And the good news is there's some good players there in all of those areas. So that's good. But I think edge rusher. I really do.
So the Diddy's going to be on with us today, and we're going to do a much deeper dive starting at 7:40 with Ray. We will ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. Obviously, he laid out a couple of different positions there, but led with edge rusher. We ask you this Twitter poll question brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. What's the Armand difference? It's simple. It's Armand's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArmandChevy.com. We ask you, which position do you think the Eagles will take with their first pick in the draft? Now, even something like this, John, is wonky because we don't know which players will be there. So, you know, we don't know if Howie's going into this for best. Listen, Zach Berman had a great tweet the other day. He said he thinks Howie's going to be drafting for 2 to 3 years from now. That all the talk about, you know, what do I immediately need is really not the way Howie goes about the draft. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. So we could be completely wrong with how we frame this stuff. But we know there are a couple of positions, and Ray touched on them, the Eagles could currently use more than others and project down the road. So the question is, which position do you think the Eagles will take with their first pick in this draft? Four choices here. We don't have tight end in it, and maybe we should, but we go with D-tackle, edge rusher, offensive line, safety. And, you know, we go offensive line instead of splitting a position because they could take a tackle that plays guard, so it gets a little complicated there. I mean, they've done sort of a similar thing with Juergens and Dickerson, who were centers that could play guard. Now there's talk they could take a tackle that could start at guard, and then in future years when Lane retires, move to tackle, where if Lane or Mulata gets injured, move to tackle, where they are a little lighter right now. A lot of ways they could go with this thing. All right, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Cash. Cash Money, what a name. Good morning, Cash.
Good morning. I think we need to just kind of start to be realistic about the product we have at the Philadelphia Phillies here. Since they got hot a couple years ago, made it the World Series. I think last year the only reason we won the division is because we built a good lead in the beginning of the year and the Braves were decimated with injuries. We have some young guys that don't look like they're going to reach the potential we thought they were going to. We have some old guys that are on the tail end of their career, kind of looks like.
By the way, the young guy thing reminds me a little bit of the Flyers from about 7 years ago.
Sure.
You had Gosselspierre, you had, who was the defenseman, Provorov? You had, you know, you were hoping...
Sanheim,
you were hoping that Konechny, who obviously is one of the better ones, but you were hoping he would turn into Danny Briere. He has not.
Farabee, they thought would be better. Yeah, like, that whole group.
That whole group. Like, if you're not... You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, even Carter Hart, obviously. And that's a whole other thing.
Extenuating circumstances, but still.
Right. I mean, his trial is going on right now, by the way. But if young guys don't come through, Cash, you got a problem.
Yeah, and I think the biggest problem for me this year has been... this team seems that it's taken on the nonchalant, laid-back, lazy attitude of their manager, and it's starting to drive me nuts. I mean, the payroll for this team is astronomical. This team should be well ahead of where they are right now, and there's no sense of urgency. There's no fire in anyone's gut. I mean, how can you not be motivated? These guys talk about all the time how they love playing for the city. They love the fit. They love the fans. They love putting on this jersey, but the product on the field does not back that up at all.
No, it hasn't. It has not. You're correct.
Very good point.
And also, facing the team that knocked him out in the playoffs and getting swept shows me a lack of gumption.
Yeah.
I mean, right, John? John, this was the team that beat you. Now, I'll say this to be fair. Eagles 0-2 lost to Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game, came back game 1 of 0-3 and got smoked. Still had a great year, 12-4. So sometimes not... answering the bell when you'd like to see them answer the bell doesn't mean a team's not great, because, John, your 0-3 team was great. But it's concerning to see the Phillies whimper to that team after losing to them 5-6 months ago. It's not a good sign. And by the way, the Mets really impressed me yesterday with their leather. I mean, the left fielder made two plays. The freaking shortstop, Lindor,
awesome,
made
man.
A play in the first inning. Trey Turner never would have made that play.
And not in a million years.
Right? Never would have made
Mets
that play.
So much better defensively.
Yeah. The Mets are, I think, just a better team right now, too. But you want to see the Phillies show some sort of fight. There was no fight whatsoever. Some sort of fire. And I know that they take the mindset of, they talked about this before the Dodgers series, you know, it's just, all series are the same. We take it one game at a time, one series at a time. You can't tell me that they weren't focusing on that Mets series more than others.
I agree. Cash, give me a big answer, man. A notable less.
All right. When you get into an argument, you always want to get in the last word.
that's a big answer.
Ooh. I like that one.
The last word. So says the woman who probably does. Like, I want the last word.
Not
being sexist. Well, you know, it's just the idea from a man's standpoint, and I'm joking around here a bit, but the idea is you got to be very careful in the midst of a conversation with your gal, because, you know, if you try to get in the last word and it annoys her, you might be in for a week or two of trouble. John, you've probably had that through the years, right?
I have no
idea. Sometimes the best last word is no word at all, Joe.
Oh, well said. Well said. All right, I'm going to try to dig out of this hole.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.